AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Josh Shooter, and it is Tuesday, which means our dear friend Delaney Dix joins us. Hey, Miss D, are you there?
I am here. I am there. I am everywhere. I missed you last week because I was a little busy. I went to the Academy Awards.
Yes. You looked fabulous. I saw all your pictures. Tell us what it was like to be there.
It was so amazing, first of all, to get dressed up and to get there. But that was a challenge because there were protests going on. Mm. So I had to actually get out of my car and walk, just like Ariana Grande. And then inside, I saw Sterling K. Brown. I saw Danielle Brooks. I shared champagne with Matt Bomer, who remembered me years later. And it was just fun. And I think the show was good, too. I don't know. I was in the lobby most of the time.
Yeah, it was really, really good. That's the secret. I've been a couple of times to the Oscars. A lot of celebrities spend most of the time in the lobby having a drink, chatting. Because once you're in those theatre-style seats, it's not round tables. Once you're in one of those seats, you're sort of locked in. And so you can't really chatter to people across the aisle or behind you. So a lot of people do get up, Miss D, and they hang out in the lobby at the bar. And that's when you see all the fun action. Did you see a lot of celebrities at the bar?
Yes, I did. I did. And I had to get a special bracelet. I had to actually hire somebody to go get this bracelet so I could get where the stars were all the way in the basement. And it was so cool. I saw the girl from Never Have I Ever. I saw one of the Try Guys and just celebrities milling around. You're like, that's somebody famous. That's somebody famous.
Yeah, it's like, it's embarrassing. It's an embarrassment of riches. Everywhere you look, there's another superstar. Did you pinch yourself too? Because we grew up watching the Oscars, to finally be there in the room where it happens.
Yeah, it was just so amazing because you really don't know what happens behind the scenes. David Alan Greer was the announcer, so he made a little announcement before the show started. Now, I have to say, I was in the room, but I was in the second to last row in the theater in the mezzanine. But it didn't matter. I was in the room. I saw our favorite pal, Wilson Morales, there, of course, covering and chatting with everyone. He looked amazing in a tux. So, but I saw you on TV.
There I was, Misty. There I was. You're the best. Okay, let's jump into our show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Big story at the top of the show. Rose Hanbury is breaking her silence on the alleged affair with Prince William, saying it's completely false. So after years of speculation, Misty, this has really exploded in the last couple of months because Kate has been out of action. But this scandal, this drama, this gossip, it really started in 2017. Well, so far, Rose has said absolutely nothing. But now, finally, she is addressing the controversy head on. Amid all the increased media attention, her legal team have issued a statement denying the allegations. So what happened is Business Insider, a great outlet, they reached out to Rose's representatives to say, what is going on with you and William? They also reached out to the palace. The palace wouldn't respond. No comment from the palace. Rose's people, to the shocker of most of us, including me, said the following quote, the rumours are completely false. Now, the reason this is our lead story today is this is the first time ever that Rose or her people have addressed the long-standing rumours. In the past, they've taken the same position as the palace, which is to ignore them. However, Rose is not in a castle. She lives very well. She's married to a marquis, so don't get me wrong. She has a lovely, lovely life. But she doesn't quite have the protection that a member of the British royal family does. And I think this is taking over her life. If you think of all these rumours that have been directed at Kate, directed at William, they've also been directed at Rose. Now, to say she's a private citizen is a little bit of an exaggeration because, she is married to somebody very important in Britain. But she's not a member of the British royal family, so she doesn't have all that protection, all those resources around her. She has a ton of money. I don't feel bad here for her life. She has an incredible life. But what do her family think? What do her kids think? What do her husband, what does he think about all this? Well, finally, we know they're not happy about it because they have finally issued a statement. What do you think's going on, Misty?
Well, if we've learned anything in our business, we know that publicists will not tell you something when there's some truth to it, right? They'll hem and haw, they'll be like, no comment. But for them to come out and say this is absolutely false, we truly have to give her the benefit of the doubt that it is. And I know you're saying her family's upset and everything, but I'm also concerned just about her welfare because she doesn't have that kind of royal security. And people are crazy. Oh, you're cheating on Prince Will. You're cheating with Prince William. You know, Kate is getting screwed over. We're going to take it out on you. Mm. So I think it's important not just for her sanity, but also for her safety.
Oh, yes, Misty. I think you're absolutely right on this one. You are 100% correct. Often people just ignore stuff when they're true or there's some truth to them. When you absolutely issue a statement like this, I think you're right. I believe Rose. I think this might dampen some of those rumours now. Now, in the past, William's legal team have said they are not true. They just haven't really addressed them for the last 4 or 5 months. That Kate has been recovering, but now Rose has had enough, and I'm sure the palace are not happy with her. They don't like any statement. Their philosophy is just to carry on. Well, Rose said, no, I've had enough of this. It is not true. It never happened. And I think until we know otherwise, we have to believe Rose. Could there have been some flirtation there? Maybe. Could there have been a little bit of emotional cheating? Maybe. But I don't believe these two had an affair. Where are they going to go? They can't check into a hotel. He's a prince. Do you know what I mean, Misty? Any photographs of them together, if they went for a walk in the park, would have photographs. There are no photographs.
Remember, yes, yeah. She's going to be queen. And so they have to protect her image at any cost.
Yeah, they do a little update here before we go to our poll. I'm told that this week the palace is going to put out a statement. I'm told that sometime this week there's emergency meetings now going on inside the palace. This cannot continue. They've got to do something. They can't bury their heads in the sand any longer, I think, this week. And I don't think it's just going to be a statement. I think we might see Kate on a Zoom call talking to people in her charity. I think we might see Kate doing something. I don't think they're going to make a mistake of just releasing a photograph again, because after the last disaster, who's going to believe that? So I think there might be a walkabout, or there might be something where we see Kate. Normally, it's going to church. It's something like that where we're kept at a distance, but you can see her. We can see she's walking. We can see she's doing okay. I'm told that this week, something like that is going to happen, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Rose Hanbury has broken her silence about the rumoured affair with Prince William, saying it's completely false. Do you believe Rose? Ooh, yes. Or no? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Miss D Love, what are you working on?
Well, Mauricio Umansky has broken his silence in response to his niece, Paris Hilton, her recent comments regarding comments he made about his fallout with her father, Rick Hilton. So you have to understand that Mauricio was married to Kyle Richards 27 years. Kyle Richards is Kathy Hilton's sister. Of course, we know that Mauricio and Kyle just separated. So anyway, so this is what Mauricio had to say about the whole situation with Rick. Look, it's sad that she got so upset, Paris, about that. But at the end of the day, it's two businessmen making two business decisions. Now, he clarified his perspective, asserting his right to pursue his own path after his requests were not met. He said, I feel like I deserve something. I asked for something. He didn't want to do it. And then I chose to go off on my own. And now he's doing his own real estate agency called The Agency. And of course, we can find out all about this in his TV show. I believe it's called Buying Beverly Hills. So the timing of this is always, you know, a little suspicious. What do you think, Rob?
I think Paris shouldn't have got involved in this. I think Mauricio is right. This is between him and Rick Hilton. And I get it. If someone criticizes your family, your dad, you want to jump to their defense. The difference is when Paris does this, she's such a star that everybody notices it. And it doesn't really help your dad. He's doing fine. He's a Hilton. He doesn't really need to work at all. If the truth be told, he inherited a ton of money. Mauricio has to work for a living. He has to earn a lot of money to live the way that he wants. I don't think there's anything bad here. Business decisions are made. People have a falling out. People get back together. Paris, be careful, because you've made this, I think, bigger than it needs to be. And I can see Rick and Mauricio actually making friends at some point. But Paris now, I think she's going to be the problem now for Mauricio moving forward. And if he does get back with Kyle, there's some rumours that they're still talking, that they're separated, they're not divorced. It's going to be difficult having Paris around. Always be careful. I do get it. I get the urge to defend your family. You would, Mr. I would too. But sometimes it's actually better to just say nothing and let this just sort itself out. It will. Okay, moving along. Brittany Cartwright is saying that Jaxie Taylor's lack of interest in her sexually led to their separation. So in an exclusive interview with our friends at Page Six, I see you, Nikki Gustin. I see you, Mara. I see you, Ali. I see you, Ian Moore. They're good people over there. Brittany has expressed her concerns about feeling unappreciated and taken for granted in their marriage. She specifically addressed his lack of interest in sex with her as a factor that caused their separation. What do you think, mister? You know I don't like talking about this subject.
Well, I was discussing this with my favorite relationship expert, Samantha Basuto-Drucker, who has very much to say about compatibility and chemistry. And if your man don't want to have sex with you, the first thing that goes through your mind is, where is he getting it? He's not getting it at home. Let's just be honest. That's exactly what you think when you're in a relationship. He's not getting it here. He's getting it someplace else.
Where is it?
And
you're right. It
doesn't
go away.
And that does make you feel emotionally, physically, mentally. It's very debilitating. So I can understand exactly what she's saying.
Yeah. Be affectionate. Be kind to one another. Let your partner know how important they are in your life. Make them understand that you want them, that you desire them, whichever way you do it, my friends. I don't like talking about sex on this show, but I'm going to say, make sure you let whoever you love know it in your way. Okay, Misty, what else you got for us?
We'll talk about having, you know, a relationship that's close. Elizabeth Hurley just shot a movie called Strictly Confidential, which is directed by her 21-year-old son, Damien. And there are actually sex scenes in the movie. So on Access Hollywood, she admitted, although they were new territory for her, the sex scenes, having her son as the director, she didn't feel safe and looked after. Now, she explained that working with her family, particularly her son, felt liberating. Now, Damien has also directed his mother in bikini shoots, and he acknowledged during the interview that some people might find their working relationship unusual. However, both mother and son expressed their comfort and enjoyment in collaborating professionally. Rob, okay, you know, I like spending time with my mama, but I don't necessarily want to see her naked. I mean, I'll walk in the bathroom and be like, oops, sorry.
I don't like it. I'm trying to be so open-minded. And, you know, this is a wonderful relationship, I'm sure. It's different to many of us out there. So I'm trying to be open-minded, but I certainly know this is not for me. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend, Misty. Okay, Misty, let's get to the polls. Hey, last show, we talked about Meghan Markle being genuinely concerned about Kate and even reaching out to Kate through back channels. Our question was, would you accept the help? Now, we did sort of put this into the context of Harry's book, of the big Oprah interview. Can you trust people to not gossip about it? Would you accept the help? Let's have a look. Ooh, 70% said yes. Kate needs some help. And Meghan knows what she's gone through. Meghan was only there a short period of time, but she's probably the only other person on this planet who's married into this family at this level and can understand it. Princess Diana's not around to help. She's not. So who else could understand this? It actually made me pause, Misty, for as much drama that there is, and it's real, between Harry, Meghan, between Kate and William. This could be the olive branch. This could be the one thing that bonds these two ladies together. And they might not ever be best friends. I doubt they will. But if you can help somebody, even if it's somebody that you consider a little bit of an enemy, do it. I think this is so lovely of Meghan, and I hope Kate says yes. Where are you?
I love the idea. I don't know if it's practically going to happen because, unfortunately, Meghan and Harry have set themselves up for us to think anything that you say can and will be used against you. But if Meghan can say, look, I am not trying to use this to further myself. I just know that I've been here and I want to be here for you and I want to build this relationship. I would love it. It would be a great thing, but I'm not sure it's going to happen.
You know, that's really good advice. Meghan, if you're listening, hello, hello, hello. Tell Kate that you understand her concerns. Like when I reach out to people because of what I do for a living, I say, I know you don't want to tell me because I gossip, but I promise you I can keep this secret. And if you say it before she says it, because she probably won't say it, but she's thinking it. If you say what she's thinking, it disarms the other person. But then this is a really important part of this equation. If you promise to keep it a secret, you must. You must. Everyone thinks I've got a big mouth, and I do, but I can actually really keep a secret too. I've kept secrets for years, and Misty, you're a vault. Oof, there's nothing coming out of that fabulous mouth of yours that you don't want out there. Okay, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or at Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, my favourite part of the show, it's time for our nicest of the day.
Aww. Well, our nicest of the day is all the fans of Kate Middleton. So, of course, we know she was absent from the recent St. Patrick's Day parade, and it sparks support from her fans who have taken to social media with the hashtag I Stand With Catherine. Now, despite missing the parade, the Irish Guards still honored Kate during the celebrations, planning to give her three cheers after the event held at her mom's at Barracks in Hampshire.
Isn't that nice? I love it. I stand with Kate.
So committed. We're all committed. We want to know. This is a mom. We just want her to be happy and healthy and be there for her children. That's all we want.
I stand with Kate too. Okay, now it's time for our naughtiest day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. The internet and Russia in particular are the naughtiest of the day. You even texted me about this. There was a rumor yesterday that King Charles was dead. It's coming from Russian media announcements. So in a bizarre turn of events, Buckingham Palace felt compelled to say that these rumors were not true. They circulated in Russian media. They made themselves heard in media around the world, claiming that the death of King Charles had happened. Absolutely not. The palace had to put out a statement and said, quote, "We are happy to confirm that the king is continuing with official and private businesses, dispelling the rumour of his demise." It's wild, isn't it, how a rumour like this can catch fire. Wild. Our naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of rumba. You gotta rub, you gotta rub, you gotta rub. Notice how easy it is to break something. Now notice how hard it is to put it back together. If you don't need to break it, don't. Because once you broke it, it's really hard. Not impossible, but really hard to put it back together. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Misty show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you gotta be nice.
Take care, everybody. Welcome back, Misty. Pip, pip.
Bye-bye.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.